Exploring the wide world of Chinese food is an adventure, so I thought I'd check out a place in California that takes the adventure to the next level. And instead of going by car... So, I'm at the Santa Monica Airport. We're gonna be checking out extreme cuisine at Typhoon Restaurant. Let's go. At an airport near LA, you'll find an exotic dining destination called Typhoon. After living in Asia for 15 years, pilot Brian Vitter missed Chinese food so much, he decided to try the restaurant business.
I ate a lot of restaurants when I was in Asia, and I figured that that's what I wanted to do next.
And what's to eat? Brian brought back regional Chinese dishes, including familiar favorites like chicken, noodles, and shellfish.
So I try to get as many traditional dishes I could remember from my experience in Asia.
But for a taste unlike anything you've experienced, you can try an unusual food group, insects. Typhoon's menu is a walk on the wild side, into nutritional ingredients like Manchurian ants.
Ants have a lot of zinc.
Oh, zinc is great.
Yeah.
So they give you energy.
Yeah. And they have a great smell. It's a natural smell, and people think the ants are, what, are we marinated them in something? But no.
But that's not the only insect on the Typhoon hit list. Another Chinese delicacy that's a staple in Taiwan is a crunchy critter who's hard to catch.
So how did you come about putting crickets on the menu?
When I was in Taipei, I had crickets also at these Asian beer gardens. It was very popular late at night. And that was one thing I remembered. And so when I came back and we did this restaurant, I started looking for them, and it took me like 3 years to find them.
It's not the kind of thing you can get at the supermarket. I've never seen crickets at my local supermarket.
These crickets are farm-raised in Baton Rouge strictly for the sole purpose of human consumption.
After trying a cricket, I was ready for the ultimate culinary challenge, an Asian specialty with a wingspan of flavor, the water bug. These large insects are actually easy to make. They're filled with a spicy chicken blend and then deep fried in oil. Nestle the water bugs on a bed of mint and they transform into an edible experience, which I think I'm ready to try sitting down.
This is so good with the chicken inside. Oh, this is excellent. Okay, I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna do the whole thing. The last bit has a little bit of crunch to it.
Yeah.
Quite an adventure today. Cheers.
If you want an advanced course in extreme Chinese cuisine, Typhoon will expand your horizons.
At the end of every Chinese meal, we all look forward to the fortune cookie. It's that sweet treat with the cheerful message inside. Do you ever wonder how they're made and how they get that fortune in there? Well, I've got the answer for you.
The city by the bay is the gateway to the Golden State. It was here in the 19th century where many came to find their fortune in gold. Little did they know their fortune could be found inside a little golden Chinese cookie.
We're in downtown San Francisco at the Lotus Fortune Cookie Factory, and I'm here with owner Greg Louie. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing great. We're going to be making fortune cookies today, so let's go get started.
Great. Let's go in the back.
Okay.
The fortune cookies we eat today started out as treats among Chinese railroad workers in the 1860s. The uplifting messages in those cookies kept morale high. They soon became an institution. And Greg's family has championed that tradition making fortune cookies for over 50 years.
So what exactly goes into a Lotus fortune cookie?
A lot of sugar, a little bit of eggs, and grandma's secret flavoring.
Grandma's secret flavoring? You gonna reveal to us what that is?
Nope, not today.
No.
After a quick mix, the batter is rolled over to an oven that works like a giant waffle iron. This oven was invented by Greg's family just for fortune cookies.
Now, what do we do?
All we have to do is flip the switch,
okay.
Get the pump going, put these hoses, and then the batter starts depositing onto the plates.
Now, how many fortune cookies will we make that go around the little turn thing?
Let's see, it cooks about 4 minutes, one revolution, we'll make about 2,000 an hour.
Now, how do you come up with your ideas for your fortunes?
Well, my uncle got a book of quotations from Bartlett. We use Benjamin Franklin's Paul Richards Almanac, Confucius, and a book on proverbs, Yiddish proverbs.
These cookies are off to spread their words of wisdom at restaurants around the country, one slip of paper at a time.